and I'll make a humble effort to understand the sacred words. By Nandlal ji, a renowned poet at Guru Gobind Singh ji Darbar, give attributes to Guru Gobind Singh in these lines. Nasro Mansur Guru Gobind Singh, Teg di Mansur Guru Gobind Singh, Hak Hak Aga Guru Gobind Singh, Shahe Shan Shah Guru Gobind Singh. Guru Gobind Singh Ji Prakash Utsav has been celebrated across the world with great reverence. There was a record number of gathering at the holy city of Patna Sahib, where our His Excellency Dr. Sinha Ji belong, the birthplace of Guruji, to celebrate the 350th Prakash Utsav of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. The state government and the host community showered greatest hospitality to the worldwide Sikhs who gathered there to pay homage. Our British Parliament too held a special seminar under the auspicious supervision of His Excellency Dr. Sinha Ji, our High Commissioner of India. What are the special qualities and charismatic traits that Guruji had that touch the hearts of mankind all over? We gather here today to highlight some of these outstanding qualities of Guruji that, in my humble opinion, are not easily achievable by every human beings. A well-revered Pir Pekam Shah at the time saw Gobind Rai Ji when he was only just a child. Pir Ji foresaw that this child will be a great visionary one day and would treat Hindu and Muslims alike. It is indeed a fact that Muslims, to name here but a few, including Nabi Khan, Ghani Khan, and Pir Buddhu Shah, and many more, were Guruji's great admirers. Guruji always stood for the truth, justice, and equality. He never believed in idol worship and had faith in the oneness of God. He says, Namaskar tisi ko hamari, sakal parja jin aap savari. And this is in line with Gurbani, Awwal Allah Noor Upaya, Kudrat ke sab bande, Ek Noor te sab jag upjaya, Kaun bhale ko mande. Establishment of Khalsa was a substantial step forward to bring the mission of Guru Nanak Ji to a successful conclusion. The title Khalsa was formally adopted as a new nation where prejudice and privilege had no place, where caste and class had no value, and where equality and justice was the rule, and where service and sacrifice was the duty. Guruji says, the Khalsa is my own form and I manifest myself through the Khalsa. He changed the psyche of Khalsa and infused the spirit of saint warrior. सवा लाख से एक लड़ाऊं, तबे गोविंद सिंह नाम कहाऊं. इट्स अ फैक्ट दैट ओनली 40 खालसा डिफेंडेड चमकौर साहब गढ़ी व्हेन अटैक्ड बाय ओवर ए लाख एनिमी फोर्स. खालसा वाज नॉट डिफीटेड. अगेन इन 1897 21 Khalsa soldiers defended British Saragiri fort against 10,000 enemies, and they all ultimately died defending the British position. On hearing the bravery of the Sikh soldiers, all members of British Parliament stood up to give heroic applause to the Sikh soldiers. Queen Victoria honored Khalsa soldiers the greatest ever bravery award. The West would always remain indebted to the sacrifices Sikh soldiers made in World War I and World War II. Though the Sikhs are in minority in India, they take a leading role in the Indian Army, serving on the front line. Guruji forbade his followers from calling him Parmeshwar, meaning God. He says, whoever says I'm the Lord shall fall into the pit of hell. I am the only servant of the Supreme. Again, in the following line, Guruji's profound sense of humility is so evident. To Khalsa, he says, Inhi ki kirpa se saje hum hain, moso garib karod pare. Guruji was a great poet. His praises to Sri Akal Purukh, God, through Jap Sahib and Chopai Sahib Bani is incredible indeed. He was master in both Farsi and Sanskrit languages. Guruji lettered in Farsi to Emperor Aurangzeb, widely known as Zafarnama, is exemplary and so outspoken and challenging against tyranny and injustice. It is indeed quite befitting to attribute title of Sarbans Dani to one and only one Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji. He sacrificed, as has been told by His Excellency Mr. Sinha, his father, his mother, and four children for the truth and for fundamental human rights. We do not find any other parallels in history. However, Guruji never lost courage or complaint, and he accepted this to be Waheguru Hukum. In line with Gurbani, Tera Pana Meetha Lage. And again, Hukum Razai Chalana Nanak Likhya Naal. He was a very good in martial art and in horse riding skills. Guruji was a courageous warrior in the battlefield. Nearing his death, Guruji informed his follower that there will be no Sikh Guru in human body form again. Guruji's utterances, Shabad, sacred word, in Aad Granth will be your Guru, Guru Granth Sahib. From now onward, and should act as your guiding principles in life. Agya pai akal ki, tabe chalayo panth, sab sikhan ko hukum hai, Guru Manio Granth. When one goes to the Gurdwara, we all bow and kneel down before Sri Guru Granth Sahib as a mark of respect. Guru's utterances are Turki Bani. Turki Bani aayi jis sagli chint mithai. Again, Bani, Guru. Guru hai Bani, which Bani Amrit Sare. Gurbani embraces all and discriminate none. Nanak naam chardi kala, tere paane sarbat da pala. In conclusion, dear friends, I would like to share my personal thoughts with you. Throughout the 83 years of my life, I have been studying different faith and philosophies. Having studied in depth the guiding principles of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, I believe it is highly desirable that it should be understood by men of all spheres. Gurbani speaks nothing but the truth and whole truth, and by cultivating these values in our day-to-day life, we become better people. We are more tolerant to other points of views and beliefs. Surely our world will be a better place for all to live in peace and harmony, loving each other as we all are children of one God. It pains me to see day-to-day news where children and innocent people are being ruthlessly killed and many rooted. In these days and age, we are sadly witnessing people being sold in the open market as slaves. We are repeating the evil history of 200 years slavery. That's happening now. Ego and vices have taken over our consciousness. And it's a pity to see that mankind that has become so low in morals and in dignity. Let us remind ourselves, man, Munukha Jeevan, is created by God in his image. However, our present deeds are not befitting to this image and is so degrading. This is not the purpose of life that we are here for. Let Gurbani teaching that God is truth, the truth is God. That's what the essence of Guru Granth Sahib is. God is truth, the truth is God, be understood by the word in the right spirit. To quote here the final lines in Mool Mantra, that's the beginning of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, I conclude, Aad Sach, Jugaad Sach, Habi Sach, Nanak Hosi Bi Sach. Thank you. I have...